Yeah, so we're sending forward to the competition. It's a really, really warm competition. It's as good as anything I've seen for a long time. Our first runner is Magical Rubble in the first heat. He's been off a while, but he trialled reasonably well at Doncaster last week, so we thought we'd give him a go fresh. He's got a 28-22 around there, so he does like the track, but his heat's a warm one. He'd have to do everything perfect to get anywhere near. Bogger Rambo's in the second heat. He's in great order. He's trialing really, really well. He trialled well last week, 27-44 first look. He's got a terrible draw though in four. He definitely wants one. You know, everyone knows that. But I do think he'd be the type that could potentially win out further, but not out of trap four. So he's going to find it really difficult. Needs to come away hard and hopefully just get a clear run. If he gets a clear run, then he's definitely fast enough to qualify. We just need him to do his run from the boxes. Face from Enigma we've got in Heat 4. I mean, that's just a serious heat. Queen Joni, Curl of Vanish Shadow, he's one of our own. I Arms of Sydney, you know, Enigma and Churchfield Seal. I mean, that's good enough to be any final. He's been in good order lately. He's won in some decent times around Sheffield. Trialled reasonably well last week, but he's going to have to come out under the bars with these to proper race. And then obviously Maverick, our biggest hope. To be honest, he's probably surprised me last week in his trial. I thought he was a few weeks off being right. And the idea of the trial last week was just, you know, give him another look at the track and see where he was. I expected him to do a 27.70, 27.80. When he did a 22, it was, you know, he's definitely on his way back. He might be a stronger dog than last year, hopefully. But it's a seriously warm race again. He needs to come away in front and turn the bend. I'd expect him to come on for that 28-22 run, you know, but he can't afford any slip-ups with the likes of King Capaldi and Donny Whiskers in there. And obviously, Drew was Eddie shot round last week, so it's all on the break with him. If he leads around the turn, then, you know, he'll awfully show his class.